poco. Above all, we love our friends. Above every other voice, I do. We give you the praise. Father, we give you the honor. Let your voice be real to us tonight. Let your word be real to us tonight. Let your touch be real to us tonight. Let your move be real to us tonight. Let nobody leave here the same way they have come. Be thou glorified in Jesus' name. Amen. Give the Lord the praise and please be seated. Psalm 107 verse 20. He sent his word and healed them and delivered them from their destructions. He healed them. He delivered them from their destruction. Recovery or restoration by the word. Recovery or restoration by the word. Our objective is to understand the recovery power of the word of God. It's very important to know that the word of God is a major tool for the restoration of life, the restoration of things, the restoration of destiny. Major tool, major weapon. It is clear through Scripture. That nothing is too lost or too far gone to be recovered in God or to be recovered by His word. And I'm going to be looking at five examples. Example number one. The earth was recovered and restored to its originally intended state by the word of God. The earth, this earth, was recovered and restored to its originally intended state by the word of God. Genesis chapter 1 verse 1, he said, in the beginning God created the heaven and the earth, and the earth was without form and void. Darkness was upon the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. And God said, let there be light, and there was light. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Bible theologians tell us that God did not create the earth without form and void. God can't create something that was bad. Between verse 1 and verse 2, it was as if something happened. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. Then suddenly, after something, whatever, the earth was now without form and void. Darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved on the face of the waters. And it appeared like God moved again to return the earth back to how it was in the beginning. In Jeremiah chapter 4 verse 23, there seemed to be some clue to that puzzle. Chapter 4 verse 23 to verse 26. He said, I beheld the earth, and lo, it was without form and void. And the heavens, and they had no light. Darkness covered the face of the deep. Keep going to all the way to verse 26. I beheld, and lo, there was no man. You rush too fast. Verse 25. And lo, there was no man. And the birds of the heavens were fled. I beheld, and lo, the fruitful place was a wilderness. All the cities thereof were broken down at the presence of the Lord and by his fierce anger. Looks like there was a cataclysmic event that happened after the beautiful earth was created. Theologians said it was when Lucifer crashed from heaven. And in the anger with which God threw him out, he landed upon the face of the earth, and the eruption of it all rendered the earth bare. No wonder at times you hear, geologists and archaeologists try to date the earth. And they give us date of the earth in millions of years. But we are wondering that from Genesis, it's only a few thousand years from this creation of Adam and so on. How do we account for the millions, the earth of the dinosaurs, and all the prehistoric structures? So there was a pre-Adamic earth that suddenly, after a situation that erupted in the anger of the Lord that caused the whole earth to implode, and after God calmed down, so let me bring this thing back to how it was. Let me bring the beauty back. He said the birds were no more, which means they were before. It says that the plants became, everything became a wilderness. And then, in order for the earth to regain its beauty, to regain back how it was originally, God moved and spoke word. And as the words were spoken, the earth came
Is God speaking to somebody here at all? The earth came back. The earth came back. The earth came back in beauty. At the instance of the word of God, I speak by prophecy to somebody here. In the name that is above every name, everything the devil has destroyed in your life, everything the devil has destroyed in your life, is returning back to normal. By the word of the Lord that is coming your way this month, whatever Satan destroyed and ruined in your life, I declare recovery, I declare rescue, I declare restoration, I declare release in the name of Jesus. Say a louder amen. Say a louder amen. Somebody got some clarity tonight, say the loudest amen. Say the Lord must, amen. I speak to your life today. Whatever is empty, the man who testified earlier on said his life was Genesis chapter 1. That means his life was without form and void. His life had no direction. Nothing was working until God stepped in. Everyone here today whose life is without direction, emptiness and multiplied by hopelessness and directionlessness, I prophesy direction is released now. Shout the loudest amen. Take your seat in the presence of the Lord. Number two. Naaman, the Syrian, had his leprous skin restored back to its original state by immersion in the water, which is a type of the word. You know, Ephesians chapter 5, verse 26, the Bible says that he might sanctify, that he might sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of water by the word. What was it that made Naaman's skin to come back to normal? He was immersed in water. 2 Kings chapter 5 and in verse 14. 2 Kings chapter 5 verse 14. I think that if these two screens are working, for any reason it will be better for me. 1, 2. Now, then went he down and dipped himself 7 times. According to the saying of the man of God. And his flesh came again like unto the flesh of a little child. And he was clean. He dipped himself inside the water of Jordan. And by dipping himself, the Bible says his flesh came again. His flesh was there before. But his flesh became destroyed by the demon of leprosy. But after immersion in water, after dipping himself, his flesh came again like the flesh of a little child. Do you know the meaning of the flesh of a little child? His flesh returned back to factory setting. The little baby's flesh is from the factory, direct. Am I communicating? You remember how the story I heard of a young boy, small boy who put his hand side by side with his grandfather's hand. And he's asked the grandfather, who made you? He said, God. Who made me? And the grandfather said, God. Then the little boy looked at his hand. He said, it means God is doing better jobs now than when he made you. Because he saw that his grandfather's hand was wrinkled and his own was very, very smooth. Not knowing that age is what dealt with the grandfather. No, God is not doing better jobs now. It's just that the baby's hand is factory hand. He said his flesh came back again. You don't understand why I'm preaching like this. If they say your liver is diseased, there is a factory setting liver. If they say the fallopian tube or the ovaries or the uterus or the womb or the prostate or the whatever it is has an issue, there is one that can be replaced from the factory. God can take your body back to factory setting. Your gastrointestinal system, your urogenital system, your musculoskeletal system, it can take it back to the factory setting. Is God speaking to somebody here? By the word of the Lord, it can return back to how it was at the beginning. I speak to somebody here. God is taking your body, taking your life, taking your system back to his original plan, original design, and original setting. You believe me, shout the loudest. Amen. I'm sure you know a factory setting of the phone. Look at your neighbor, say, God has factory setting for your system, for your life, for your destiny. Whatever is corrupted can be corrected. Give the Lord a praise and take your seat. That was how we saw another setting in the dry bones, in the valley of dry bones. It's number three. The dry bones in the valley of dry bones recovered, got recovered and restored back to life at the instance of the spoken word of God. They got recovered and got restored back to life at the instance of the spoken word of God. In Ezekiel chapter 37 verse 7, Ezekiel said, and I prophesied as I was commanded. And as I prophesied, there was a noise. And behold, a shaking. And the bones came together, bone to his bone. Keep going. All the way to verse 10. And when I beheld, lo, the sinews and the flesh came up upon them. And the skin covered them above, but there was no breath in them. Then said he unto me, prophesy unto the wind, prophesy, son of man, and say to the wind, thus saith the Lord God, come from the four winds, O breath, and breathe upon this slain that they may live. So I prophesied as he commanded me, and the breath came into them, and they lived and stood up upon their feet, an exceeding great army. Exceeding dry bones can become exceeding great army at the frequency of the word. The word can take your life from one extreme of adversity to the opposite extreme of authority at the instance of revelation. Can take your life from one end of frustration to the opposite end of distinction and celebration at the instance of the word. Is God speaking to somebody here? Nothing can be more dead than dry bones. That is, the person died. Then the person died until the flesh was rotten. The flesh rotted until there was no flesh, no skin, no muscle on the bones. Until the bones have pieces. Until one bone is there, until the other bone is here. Can anything be more dead than that? That is completely scattered. Bone came to his bone means that the ulnar bone, the radius bone, the humerus bone, the tibia, the fibula, they were now looking for where their bone was. This bone of the shoulder is now looking for the clavicle. Clavicle is just looking. That is beyond dead. It was butchered, scattered, pieces, and yet the word gathered it together. Never give up on God, and never give up on the word. I prophesy to somebody, something that is completely hopeless around your life and around your destiny is about to be put together by the word. That amen can be better. Something that is completely scattered, something that is completely hopeless, something that is completely impossible is about to be put together in your life and around your life by the word of God. You are a believer, you believe that, shout the loudest amen. Take your seat and be seated. In all humility, some of the most mind-blowing testimonies that you can ever hear, I hear them continuously on this altar. Continuously. I have never heard of somebody continuously convulsing for 7 hours. I haven't heard that. I didn't hear that in medical practice. He didn't die, and he stepped in here, and God jerked him out of that devil's hand. I dedicated children here of a woman. Everything was bad. Blood fallopian tube, polycystic ovary disease, hyperprolactinemia, everything that is contrary to fruitfulness. And yet, 3 children have been dedicated from the same family. Am I communicating at all? That is the extreme of extremes. A dry bone situation, a dry bone family, a dry bone marriage, a dry bone destiny is being restored by the word of God tonight. If you believe that, shout the loudest amen. Example number 4 is the example of the lost coin. The lost coin got restored by the engagement of light in the story that was told by the master. Lost coin got restored by the engagement of the light. Of course, you know that the light is the word in the story that was told by the master in Luke chapter 15 and in verse 8 to 9. Luke chapter 15, verses 8 to 9, he said, or else what woman, if she loses a coin, does not light a candle and then sweep the house thoroughly until she finds the coin? She loses it, she lights the candle. What is a candle? What is a light? It is Psalm 119, verse 105. Your word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Psalm 119, verse 105. And Psalm 119, verse 130. The entrance of thy words giveth light, and it giveth understanding to the simple. And in Isaiah chapter 9, verse 8, the Lord sent a word into Jacob. It has lighted upon Israel. That was the light that the woman used to search until she found the coin that was missing. We are in the month of the word. And in this month of the word, anything missing in your life shall be found. Coin represents supply. It represents supernatural supply. It represents finances. Anyone here today who is at a loss as to how to arrive at your resources, in this month of the word, the light of God will show you direction. The light of the word will show you direction. The light of the word will show you direction. We had the Kingdom Financial Stewards meeting on Monday. And how many of you were there? Explosive time. One sister who was there said to me, she said, I didn't know, sir, that you know so much about finances. She said, no business school teaches such. She said, in fact, she has registered in a business school and she has told the people to only send her the certificate. She doesn't need what they will teach. I said, how far have you attended? She said, she has attended only one. That is this last one, this last Monday. And I said to her, you haven't attended anything. Only one you attended this last Monday. We have not even talked finance. We're only talking scripture. She says she has made money, but she didn't know anything. She squandered the money. So I said, haven't you heard the announcement before that these meetings were going on? She says she has heard, but she thought she didn't need it. Because she herself read accounting and business and so on and so forth, and even teaches such things. Until she came to know how much she knew nothing. There is no instruction manual worldwide like the Bible. It teaches more on business than the business schools. It teaches more on leadership than the leadership schools. It teaches more on politics than the political schools. Are you hearing what I'm saying here today? It's a master book on psychology, master book on sociology, master book on law, that Bible, that book. Hear me today, in the name that is above every name, Jesus Christ, the resurrected Lord, he will open your eyes tonight, open your eyes tonight, open your eyes tonight, and anywhere your supply is tied, the light of God will show you where that supply is. Shout the loudest. Amen. One of our young men who went into a business school in the United Kingdom, something like a doctor level kind of thing, he stood up in the class and began to say line by line the things we taught in church. And they asked him, they said, "Where are you coming from?" And he said, "These are the teachings of our pastor from church." It was dropping on the classroom like bomb. Nugget per nugget. That was light. The woman lit the candle and found what was lost. August is not permitted to expire until whatever is missing in your life is located. Located by the light of the word and located by the light of scripture. You believe it? Say aloud, amen. Say the Lord must say amen. Final example number 5. The finished wine in the wedding in Cana of Galilee got restored by the release of the word of the master. The finished wine in the wedding in Cana of Galilee got restored by the release of the word of the master. What was the word? "Whatsoever he saith unto you," John chapter 2 and in verse 5, "whatsoever he saith unto you, do it." By doing whatever the master said, water turned into wine. Revelation is a provoker of transformation. Anything can get changed and transformed literally overnight at the instance of the word. The word. The word. The word can cause a recovery and a restoration of your spiritual fire. A recovery and a restoration of your prophetic, apostolic, pastoral teaching giftings. A recovery and a restoration of your marital wine and sweetness. A recovery and restoration of your business prowess. A recovery and restoration of your spiritual power and authority. How does the word produce restoration or recovery? Number one, the word of God contains raw material for recreation and restoration of what was lost or destroyed. The word of God contains the raw materials for the recreation or restoration of what was lost or destroyed. Inside the word of God are the raw materials. Through faith we understand that the worlds were created, were made by the word. Hebrews chapter 11 verse 1. The raw materials. As God spoke, as the word came, the light, the vegetation, the birds and everything flew out of the word that God spoke. Is God speaking to somebody here at all? There is nothing you are looking for in life whose raw material is not in the word. There is nothing you are trusting God for in life whose raw material is not available in the word. Number two. The word of God carries the magnetic force to pull in your direction what was lost. It carries the magnetic force to pull in your direction what is lost or missing. I prophesied as I was commanded, and the bone came. Ezekiel 37 and in verse 7. I prophesied as I was commanded, and the bone came. They came together. The word of God has the capacity to pull in your direction what was lost or what was missing. We saw that in the dry bone valley. We also saw that when Jesus spoke in the lake of Gennesaret in Luke chapter 5, verse 4, 5, 6. And he spoke, at your word I will let down the net. And as he did so, the fishes came together. I prophesy today, something that is you are looking for shall begin to look for you after tonight. Something will look for you after tonight. Something will look for you after tonight. Shout the loudest, amen.
We heard a testimony in the morning of a young lady. I didn't hear that testimony very clearly, but I think she was sacked from a place of work and then got a shop. She was having issues at the place of work. And prayer, okay, she was having issues in that work. The work was a turbulent work.
And then she resigned, prayerfully resigned, because the work wouldn't allow her to rest, and rented a shop where she can start doing her own business. And then where she was working for before approached her, that can we become partners with you and utilize your shop as part of our offices? And pay her money for that? What she was looking for later on began to look. A lawyer in the UK who is submitting to this ministry told me the story of how he was working for an employer before. After a while, I think the situation wasn't correct, so he moved on. Later on, his former employer became his employee. The word of God has the capacity to make what you are looking for or what other people are looking for to look for you. In all due respect and humility, the number of places we can go to look for things in this world today by His mercies are very minimal. I only know one place where I go frequently to look for things. It is called the throne of grace. But if it is mortal man, whether you are president of any nation, it means nothing. We respect your office. But if what we need is in your hands, Jehovah will make you look for us and hand it over. And that does not mean you shouldn't go for work or do the things you are meant to do. Because things are in levels. You grow gradually. Am I communicating at all? I announced to someone here today, in the season where we are in, what others look for shall look for you. As you get drunk with the word, what others look for shall begin to look for you. Shout the loudest amen. Shout the loudest amen. Shout the loudest amen. Take your seat. And thirdly, the word is light, whose assignment is to locate in the dark what could not be found. The word is light. The meaning of this is, every time you step into the word, we saw that already how in Luke chapter 15 verse 8, the woman found what was hers that was missing. The word is light, whose assignment is to locate in the dark what is missing. It's only the word of God that shows you what is yours that is not in your hands yet. It's the word of God that shows you where you should be that you are not yet. It's the word of God that even shows you how to get at what you need to get. It shows you what is yours that you don't have, and shows you what to do to get at it. It shows you that supernatural supplies is yours. He also shows you what to do to get at such supplies. It's so sweet to trust in Jesus, just to take Him at His word, just to know that the word with me will be with me till the end. Jesus, Jesus, how I trust Thee, how I prove Thee all and all. Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus, oh, for grace to trust Him more. Jesus, Jesus, how I trust Thee, how I prove Thee all and all. Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus, oh, for grace to trust Him more. Oh, for grace to trust Him more. How do you engage the word for restoration. Three things. Go for light in the world. And employ the light to locate what is missing. Go for light in the world. And employ the light to locate what is missing. You know that every time you are confused, every time you are amazed, every time you are surprised, every time you are perplexed, it is because there is a light you need to know or see that you haven't seen. The day I saw that envy was the number one iniquity of Satan, not pride, I began to calm down about human behavior. Envy, he said, I will be like the Most High. Who does he think he is? I will be like the Most High. I will ascend my thrones to the size of the north. I will be like the Most High. The Creator is envying the Creator. The car is jealous of the owner. That day, just calm down. And I began to be too surprised. Human behavior. It was the envy that fueled the pride. I too can be God. Are you ready for more? I also discovered that envy was inside Adam against God. Take this fruit, you will be like God. This big man that used to come and talk to us, I can be like him. Who does he even think he is? That is, Satan sold his temptation that pulled him down. He sold the same to Adam. Say, really? If I take this fruit, I will be like that man who thinks he's too big. Let's take it and eat it and compete with him. If we become like him, do we need him anymore? That ushered him out of the Garden of Eden. Was when he became naked that he realizes that envy slayed the silly. Job chapter 5 verse 2. Are you understanding what I'm saying here today? That when Cain saw that God respected the offering of Abel and disrespected his own, envy rose in his heart, jealousy, bitterness. And then whenever there is envy, there is jealousy, it follows with bitterness, and from bitterness to wickedness. Yeah, let me kill this boy. I am his senior. Why should God respect him more than me? That swelled the mother of Abel by Cain. I will preach a series on it very soon for two reasons. Number one, so we can guard our hearts so that no matter who is placed anywhere, it doesn't stop you from going where you are going. It doesn't stop you from becoming who you are meant to become. So we can guard our heart. And secondly, so you can know how to react when people hate you to the point of death. There are people who shake hands and say good morning. It means die. Why are you still alive? Why are you still alive? Die. I don't go die. Yo. Live very, very, very long. Until you are saying, Lord, let your servant depart. I am already almost 100. Please, can I go? be the situation of your life per time, there is a light to answer it. There is a light to answer it. There is a light to answer it. Wherever you found yourself and whatever you are looking for per time that is missing around you, there is a light to answer it. Just go for that light. 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 Go for that light and you will locate what is missing. Have you read before that the Pharisees and Sadducees, the Bible says, for envy, they slew him. That all those old retired Sadducees. Say, who is this boy that is gathering crowd more than us? We have been in the temple and been the teachers of the law longer. When was he born? Crucify him, crucify him, crucify him. We'll look at that later. Somebody say amen. Somebody say louder amen. Somebody say the loudest amen. Go for light. Go for light. Go for light. Just ensure that understanding scripture is a part of your daily schedule. Number two, embark on word immersion. That is, if you are trusting God for something to be restored into your life, embark on word immersion. This is the first time I'm using this word and this statement since I've been preaching. And I'm saying that deliberately so that you can know. I heard it, read it from nowhere. I just saw it in scripture. Embark on word immersion. Soak in word. That was what Naaman the Syrian did. He soaked himself inside the river Jordan. 7 times means perfection. Soak until you are full. And then whatever was lost can be restored. Somebody say word immersion. Somebody say word immersion. I was talking to somebody today and I asked them to put some message series inside his phone at our ICT. And you can do that also. You can take a series on divine health, a series on longevity, fulfilling your days, the series on supernatural supply, the series on authority, the series on faith, whatever it is. And then it's right in your phone. So that it's not only WhatsApp and Facebook and Notebook and iBook that is in the phone. You understand what I'm saying? And I said to somebody, I said, while you are sleeping, the word can be playing. Because the spirit of man does not sleep. When we get to eternity, there is nothing like sleep. The word is saturating. Now, there is something they call language immersion. I heard of it during the Second World War, thereabout. When the soldiers in America were to be taken to some parts of the world, maybe Spanish or something, or some Spanish-speaking areas, they say they would do them what they call language immersion for about 6 to 7 weeks. That is, that language is playing everywhere, inside the car, inside the house, everywhere. Anywhere they step is the same language they are hearing. Anywhere, say, under 7 or more weeks, they are speaking it fluently. Immersion, immersion. I'm sure probably there is the interpretation of it. They say this and this is the meaning, this and that. But they just keep on hearing it every day, everywhere, every day, everywhere, every day, everywhere. They are sleeping, it is playing. Before you know it, they are out, soaked in that language. And that language took them over. And they begin to manifest and that in that realm effortlessly. That is how the word is. You soak in the word. Replace aimless music with word. Except it was worship. Except it was inspirational. Replace aimless movies with word. Like Naaman the Syrian soaked himself. And when you step out, every devil who does not know will know. Everything missing in your body comes back on its own. Every devil position in your life that is not meant to be there just takes off on its own. You are immersed, soaked. If I get, we don't have the practice of putting water in the church here, on the altar here. If I get a bottle of water, I get a bottle of swan water. And I fill it with water. What has happened? The bottle is holding the water. I want you to picture it. Now picture that I have a basin of water, a bucket of water. And I now put this full bottle inside that water. So the bottle is holding the water and the water is holding the bottle. That is, you are possessed with the word possesses you. That is, you came to the point where the word is in you, it's on you, it's out of you. It's like an exudate flowing out of you. So you come to the point where if the devil touch you, what you carry comes out to answer him. Are you hearing what I'm saying here? Whatever comes to put your life under pressure will get the response of what you carry. Stand up on your feet. Why am I holding two microphones? This is my bottle of water. Hallelujah. We live in a world of distraction. The devil can make you to be too busy for what? Did you hear what I just said? You don't forget to dress. You don't forget to brush. You don't forget to comb your hair. You don't forget to eat. But you forget to feed your spirit. The most important department of your life. The one that lives on when this one is rotting in the ground. The devil has a way of making us so busy until we do everything else but the thing that is most important for life. Why don't you do this practice? Next time a scripture occurs to you, you refuse to move anywhere until you look at that scripture. Even if you have to listen to it. If it is a verse, don't read that verse alone. Read the whole, everything that is around that verse. That verse is taking you in a direction. Probably to locate something that belongs to you around that verse. I'm talking from experience. I have gotten the inspiration to read a verse. And I went to the whole chapter that carries that verse. Only to realize that my ministration was not in the verse that occurred to me. That verse only took me there. Are you hearing what I'm saying here today? And every time it occurs to you like that, it is in the words of the ancient song. God has something to say. God has something to say. Listen, listen, and pay close attention for God. Something to say. Hallelujah. God has. Hallelujah. God has something. Hallelujah. Listen, listen, and pay close attention for. Did you do SU? Did you do FCS? Hallelujah. God has something. Hallelujah. God has something. Hallelujah. Listen, listen, and pay close attention for God. Sing it one more time. God has something. Hallelujah. God has. Hallelujah. Listen, listen, and pay close attention for God. If you read 40 chapters of the Bible every day, in 30 days, you have gone through Genesis to Revelation. Only 30 days. And you don't need to listen to it in a stretch. You can take 10 chapters in the morning, or 12, 13, just in the morning. And then go through another 12, 13 chapters sometime in the afternoon. And then go through another 12, 13 chapters. And you can read 40 chapters under 3 hours. That is reading, that is listening to it. Listening and reading along. Under 3 hours. I'm talking from experience. At the most, no matter how slow you are as a reader. Can you imagine saturating yourself 40 chapters a day in 1 month and you just load yourself? Even if you didn't slow down to understand the meaning of some things, you just bathed. You just use 1 month to bath. Am I communicating at all? 20 chapters is 6 times in a month. 6 times in a year. That is just reading. But then you then pause along the line. Now, this can be an intensive once a year exercise. Just once a year, maybe. Just intensive. Let me find time to see how I can do this. Just once in a year to just go through this. Once in a year. Just intensive. Beyond the study. I'm talking of word immersion. This gives you general scriptural knowledge where you are looking for one scripture, it just flies out of your spirit because you came across it some time ago. You may not know where it is now, but you can check it and check it out. And the computer systems have made things very easy today where you can type 2 words out of the author and then it just takes you to where the passage is. Am I communicating? Word immersion. Lift your hands and say, Father, I receive the grace to embark upon an immersion of the word. Word baptism. I receive that grace tonight in Jesus' name. Finally, boldly declare revealed. Okay, you can take your seat and write this down. Boldly declare revealed and received word consistently. Boldly declare word you have received, word that is revealed to you, word that has been received by you. Boldly declare them consistently. It is key to restoration. Ezekiel 37:7 said, I prophesied as I was commanded, and as I prophesied, there was a shaking. So you receive the light. Immerse yourself and declare it just continuously as frequently as you can remember. I can't be stranded. I can't die before my time. I must fulfill my days. I will fulfill my assignment. Nobody can fulfill it for me. I'll be everything God wants me to. I won't close my eyes in death until everything God had in mind before he formed me, I become it. You see, out of light of scripture, you are declaring. You are declaring. You are declaring. You are every department of my body functions in the perfection of creation. It will never be said that a witch killed him. Impossible. How? 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 When was the last time a dog killed a lion? How? How? Shakoko bagadagalagadagalagada. Or a man with breath in his nose, say, I take your own breath. How? Take your own first. Die by yourself first. See, when you get into deeper depths and understanding of the world, your over-celebration of Satan reduces. See, all that know you among the people shall narrowly esteem you. Isaiah chapter 14. Oh, they will look narrowly on you. Thou wast a terror, and never more shall thou be. Once you know who your enemy, the real nature of the enemy, he ceases to be a terror. Are you hearing what I'm saying here today? And you declare and decree. It doesn't, I mean, the whole nation may try to be at the verge of boiling. I'm not boiling with it. I'm not going down in this situation. I can't. Stand up on your feet. It is enough for one night. Congratulations. 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 It is congratulations people will be telling you from this day forward. Congratulations, 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 congratulations. I am led to say this to somebody. Never get used to the word. Don't be familiar with the word. The same verse you read yesterday can carry a different message today. I'm telling you, never Never say, I know it. John 3:16, oh, I've read it before. Don't do that. Don't do that. The Bible said he opened the book and found the place where it was written. The one who is the Word still needed to open the book. He could quote it from his head, but he opened the book. The other just said, he could quote it from his head, but he opened the place. And as he opened, he saw. Until you open, there are things you never see. Don't depend on what you memorized. Open it. Somebody say, I will open it. Before you go to bed tonight, promise God and yourself that you will take at least 30 minutes in the Word, either reading or listening. And if you cannot do anything at all, the minimum is to go through what you just heard and just go through some things in it and let it explode. And while you are studying, asking the Lord, what are you saying to me? That process of inquiry is a process of revelation. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Somebody lift your hands and lift your voice. You are blessed. Say amen. Amen. Lift your hands and lift your voice and let's honor him. Let's appreciate him. Let's adore him. Let's magnify him. Ancient of days, the great I am that I am. The rose of Sharon, the light, you're not the tribe of Judah. Father, thank you. 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 Go ahead and appreciate him. Go ahead and honor him. Go ahead and worship him. Honor him. Adore him. Magnify him. Father, we thank you. Father, we thank you. Father, we love you. Father, we honor you. Father, we adore you. Be glorified. In Jesus' precious name. Lift your hands and let's worship him. Dimozi binigwe. Hanasi, hallelujah. Honasi, hallelujah. Jehovah, merry one. A merry one. Dimozi binigwe. Honasi, hallelujah. Honasi, hallelujah. Jehovah, merry one. A merry one. Dimozi binigwe. Honasi, hallelujah.
Come on, come.
Lift up your hands everywhere. Lift up your hands everywhere you are. Amen. In the beginning was the Word was with God, the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God, all things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. In Him was life, the life was the light of men, and the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. Lift your hands. Just whispering the name Jesus. Supernatural eyesight, seeing in the Word that is somebody's portion now. Seeing into the Word and seeing into the Spirit. And even tonight, a mystery shall be unveiled to you that will cause you to gain mastery, that will put the enemy in his place. Place your hand across your eyes. Divine encounter, supernatural eyesight, to see in the Word, to see in the Spirit. Command the scales open, lifted, the scales removed from your eyes. That veil is torn from those eyes. That which is preventing you from seeing what you need to see, from seeing the enemy as he is, from seeing the danger around your life. That veil that is preventing you from seeing the seed in the background and seeing what the enemy is doing behind the scenes around your life. That veil that is preventing you from seeing your answer, from seeing your solution, from seeing your deliverance is set on fire. No! Something is happening. Spiritual husband just left. Spiritual wife just left. Wretched spirit of poverty just left. Hey! That demon of begging and borrowing. That Satan, that devil of wretchedness. You are set on fire tonight in the name of Jesus. Somebody is receiving fresh revival fire. Ah, fire of the word. Fire to study. Fire of prayer. Fire of fasting. Fire of worship. Fire of evangelism. Fire to deal with the devil. To deal with the devil. To deal with the witches. To deal with the wizards. Fire, 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 fire. Receive fire. Something just broke. Something just broke. A chain just broke. A wall just broke. A barrier just broke. Hey, 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 abagadaga, ya, 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 ya. A dam of revival just broke in the spirit and the life and the in the belly of somebody. Something just broke.
Thank you, Master. Blessed be your name. Lift your hands, wave your hands, give him the praise. Everyone who needs to surrender their lives to Jesus tonight. It's only newborn babes that can desire the sincere milk of the word. If you are not born again, this scripture is a closed book to you. You know, even after a child is newly born, the eyes are still closed until after a while. You want your eyes to be open spiritually, you must be saved. You must be born again. And you want heaven to be your home at the end, not hell. You must be saved. You must be born again. You must have your sins forgiven. Anywhere you are like that tonight, you want to be born again. You want to be saved. You want your sins forgiven. Quickly carry your Bibles and your bag and step forward here and let us pray for you. Give the Lord a big clap. The rest of us, take your seat in the presence of the Lord. Quickly, carry your Bibles and bags and come forward.
Someday, I've got my Bible and I won't turn back because I want to see my Jesus.
I've got my mind,
and I won't turn back because I want to see my Jesus. Someday,
clap and a shout of praise. If you are bound by an addiction of tobacco, an addiction of alcohol, addiction of marijuana, whatever addiction you are bound, quickly also join us and let's pray for you.
Born, born, born.
Quickly, come forward. You want to be free from a negative lifestyle. Carry your Bibles and your bags and let's receive you.
I am in God of the world, I'm the return of the Lord, thank God.
place your right hand on your chest, those of you standing here, and say this prayer after me. Say, Lord Jesus, say it louder. Lord Jesus, I am a sinner in need of help. I ask that you come into my life. Make me a new person. Today, I have decided to follow you. No turning back. From today, I go forward ever, backward never. Grace to live for you, I receive it. Mercy from you, Lord, I receive. Deliverance, Lord, I receive. Help me to live for you and help me to do your will. Thank you, Father, for hearing me, and thank you for helping me. In Jesus' precious name, amen. I pray for you today. I declare the hold of the enemy broken off your life, and the grace to live for God is released upon you in Jesus' precious name. Give the Lord the praise, people.